The first of a series of scoping meetings for the proposed Susitna-Wautana Hydroelectric Dam took place in Anchorage Monday, kicking off the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's environmental impact analysis of the proposed 700-foot dam. Talkeetna is the first community downriver from the dam, and some residents are wary of the impacts the $4.5 billion project could have on local river ecology. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has more.
This week, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission began a series of scoping meetings to identify issues presented by the proposed construction of a 700 to 800-foot dam on the Susitna River. FERC spokesperson Celeste Miller says all public testimony given at the meetings will be incorporated into a draft environmental document, and the Alaska Energy Authority will have to resolve any issues before submitting their formal application in 2015.
We're trying to get as much information as we can on issues that are important and that are relevant to this proposal. And when we get them, we do look at all of them. And when we issue our environmental review documents, in this particular case, we've determined that we're doing an environmental impact statement. We're going to issue a draft environmental impact statement and a final environmental impact statement. In our draft environmental impact statements, we address all of the comments we receive from the public and any party. We address them in that document.
The proposed Susitna-Wautana Hydroelectric Dam has plenty of momentum behind it. Last year, the state gave the Alaska Energy Authority instructions to make the dam happen and invested $66 million to back the project. Rick Leo is a member of the Coalition for Susitna Dam Alternatives and a longtime resident of the Upper Susitna Valley. In February, Leo had a chance to join Alaska Energy Authority's new Susitna project manager, Wayne Dyack, for a conversation about the project.
Isn't it a more appropriate stance for AEA to take to say, we would like to build this dam, but we don't yet know if we can? There were 34 unresolved issues in 1984. There was no license given. There were many things that weren't concluded, and in fact, most of the data your own agencies are telling you is irrelevant now. It's just too old. Too many things have changed since then.
Well, I would argue that it is very relevant information that, yes, things have changed. We need to update that information. I don't think any of us want to build a project that's going to have adverse consequences that we haven't foreseen. We want to make sure we do our homework here and address those issues appropriately.
Jan Konigsberg from the Hydropower Reform Coalition says that the timelines established by the FERC licensing process were streamlined to assist pre-existing dams looking to renew their licenses. The timeline leaves 2 years for federal and state agencies to conduct studies that will be used to inform the permit application, which Konigsberg says is not enough for an infrastructure project of this magnitude.
I think sort of the rub here is that FERC's integrated licensing process, which was designed for relicensing of existing projects, is being used for a project of such massive complexity and so complicated that the timelines that FERC mandates in the licensing process don't seem reasonable to get the required studies done.
The Alaska Energy Authority has voiced its support for a request by the Department of the Interior and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for an extension on the comment deadlines, which would give those agencies more time to address the issues brought up in this week's testimony. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.